Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up with somebody.
Ouch. That already hurts.
Yeah. Yikes. She said, Allie and Deezy, you can always send these in. Email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Slide into our DM. Somebody on Facebook the other day was like, where do I send Am I the Jerk? So I go, here.
People are catching us in public.
No, but
like,
then
you
2 weeks later, where do I send Am I the Jerk? So I go, here. Stop wasting my time and send it already.
To the same place you're asking.
Nobody cares. Like, just send it already. Allie and Deezy, I've been friends with a guy since high school.
Okay.
I grew up in Milwaukee. I've known this guy for almost 15 years. We're all in our early 30s now. A good friend of mine recently went through a breakup and is back on the dating scene. She did not go to high school with us. I met her in college at UWM.
Got it, Panthers.
One night, we were all out having a few drinks, and my friend who just went through the breakup and my good friend from high school met for the first time. After he left, she mentioned how cute he was and how she wanted to be set up with him.
Oh.
I actually thought they might make a cute couple, so I reached out to him and asked if he wanted to take her on a date. And he immediately said, hell no, with an exclamation point.
Oh.
I asked why he didn't want to go out with her, and he said he would never find her attractive, and he didn't like her personality either.
Not interested
at all. I was surprised by this. I think she's decent looking, but I still didn't know what to tell her. And I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I lied to her. I told her he met someone else, and I didn't know that.
Yikes.
But then she ran into him without me.
Oh, no. Here it goes.
Asked him about the new love interest.
Uh-huh.
And he had no idea what I had told her, so he told her he wasn't seeing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And he just didn't want her.
And then she found out the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Am I the jerk for lying to my friend about setting her up?
That's okay. This one's tough.
It is tough because
you were being protective as a friend.
We lie all the time to not hurt people's feelings. How do I look in this? Good.
Great.
That's why you don't ask your friends how you look. You got to ask the right friend
The real friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time we lie to not hurt people's feelings.
I know, but in this.
Somebody's left out of something, I'll lie and not tell them because they're left out. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not included.
In this instance, though, it's not about being included. It's not even about lying. It's the fact that you took it upon yourself to say, I'm going to protect your peace.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell them they found somebody else. When you could have just straight up been like, girl, he's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him and he said he's not interested.
That's true.
Done. Wash your hands of it. But you
she'd
somehow.
She'd be like, why?
Right. You projected your feelings and her heartbreak and all this. Mm. And we're like, girl, I'm going to save your heartache. He just, because whatever he said clearly sounded wild when him saying between I don't find her attractive
and
I think
like
her personality
sucks. I don't want anything to do with her.
That's saying I don't even want to be really friends with her, basically.
I'm not even looking to get to know her. Is what
exactly.
He wasn't even like, maybe. Mm-mm. He was like,
nope.
No, thank you. I knew immediately I don't want to date her.
Nine.
No thanks.
Nah.
Oh,
nope.
God, how? Oh, poor girl.
But the poor girl only happened because you poor girled her, bro.
That's true. Because you went, yeah, I'll hook, this is why you shouldn't hook anybody up. Mm-hmm. Don't hook your friends up. It gets awkward if anything goes weird, man.
But is it jerky for her trying to be that good friend to say, I know she might take it to heart? Because say you do know that
the
friend.
The problem is, though, the line caught up with her, and this is where it got jerky. She went too far.
She's the middleman because she went too far. Your friend from high school,
yeah,
he don't care.
Actually, I had to think this out. She's a jerk because she went too far. She did not have to say he was with somebody.
Yeah.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
She could have just said, you know, and she didn't. She went all, she started, she added on to
she
the
added
lie.
On.
Like,
she added
the
on.
Lie got ridiculous when she added on that he was with somebody because he wasn't. She should have just said he's not available or he's not interested or he doesn't want to date anyone.
Let's theorize.
I don't know.
Let's theorize that her college friend is very sensitive. And we know she might have taken it to heart hearing.
Time to grow up, mama.
You know, you're not my type and I don't like your personality. She might have felt that really hard inside. So you as the friend go, I'm just going to say,
yeah,
this guy's already talking to somebody else. Save you the peace. Save you the over worry. Because sometimes people over worry when they're putting themselves out there again.
True.
Now, you needed to have told your friend that you'd been knowing since high school, like, hey, my dog, I'm just going to tell her you're already talking to somebody in case she still approaches you.
So that he would know.
Because now you got him looking like Boo Boo the Fool out here talking about what girl, what friend.
See,
what?
That's why
I just don't like you.
That's why she's a jerk. Because she put him in a bad position now by lying on him. And then when she went out and they run into each other. Basically, is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up? They all went out. A friend of hers from high school met a friend of hers from college. The girl said, ooh, he's cute. Hook me up. And then he was like, absolutely not. So she went and lied to her friend about it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, you know, he doesn't want to go out with you, she made up this whole thing that he met somebody else. And then she found out that wasn't true.
The history between the two is what makes this the worst,
awkward.
Bro, because she's trying to protect both pieces and only messed up her own. Mm-hmm. I want to say not the jerk because she was coming from a place of being a good friend. She was trying to protect you and she was kind of being Midwest nice. It just backfired and blew up in her face.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was trying to hold you down, homie. She
All
just
right.
didn't.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. Somebody said not the jerk girl code. She had the right idea. There was no ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. She was still lying.
Lied. Still lying.
She's still lying on multiple people.
You right.
It caused problems later. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up. Two of her friends met, one from high school and one from UWM. Well, she grew up here, and she thought, oh, they'd be a great couple. And the girl said, ooh, hook me up with
hook
him.
Hook me up, girl.
She tried, and the guy said, absolutely not. I don't like her in any form, so no thanks. So
ugly spirit, too.
She lied to her friend and said he met someone, which he hadn't. So then when the friend saw him in public, he said, I'm not dating anybody. What are you talking about?
New love interest. Girl, what
awkward.
You talking about? I just don't want to date you.
Now it's awkward. Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up? Let's start with Sari and Racine this morning. Hi, Sari. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are we?
We're good.
We're good.
We
don't got to work this out. Y'all do.
So what do you think? Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up?
Okay, so this is kind of difficult. I think that she is the jerk, but...
Okay.
At the same time, she could have told her, like, hey, he's just not interested in dating, and put it that way. But at the same time, who would have thought that they would have seen each other in public, and she would have been like, hey, how's your new love?
Right,
like,
okay. No, but hold on. This isn't advice. This is she the jerk, and why? So what do you...
I know.
Are you, Sari,
Sounds like you're torn, honestly.
You can't call into Am I the Jerk without an opinion, so thank you for calling.
Be real. Be real. Yes or no,
I don't know what to say now. I'm like, you gotta... So you say jerk?
Yeah, she's a jerk.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Sari.
Okay, sorry, guys.
No, you good.
It's okay.
Bye.
It's okay. I don't know why people call if they don't have an opinion. And I'm not even trying to be rude.
It's the Midwest nice going, listen.
Let me call, but when I get on the air, I'm going to go, I don't know, maybe.
That gap zone between when you tell us what you want to say and then you actually get on air. And,
and then
if
all
you
of
change
a sudden,
your mind.
You don't have an opinion. It's like,
Sari, why'd you change your mind?
Let's go to Amy and Muskego. You know Amy's on one.
Amy?
Amy, we don't.
Amy.
We won't even get a word in edgewise with Amy.
Let's just get
Come
it.
Come on.
Can't touch this.
Dude. Can't touch this.
What know.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I miss y'all. I'm tired of all these other people not letting me get through, darn it.
You win the day. You win the
You're
day.
In today. Is she the jerk for lying to her friend about setting her up?
Absolutely not. She is a big old jerk.
So she is.
Big old jerk.
Yes.
Big old jerk.
She threw me off. She said absolutely
not. For the girl that said girl code, honey, you broke girl code by that first and foremost, okay?
How?
Because if you're a true girlfriend and you're a true friend, you gonna be real with your friend. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna sugarcoat it. You ain't gonna, you know what I mean?
Amy, I don't know about that. I would have sugarcoated it, but I don't know if I would have lied and said he was dating somebody else.
Couldn't girl code have been like, hey, girl, he's way beneath you. You're better than him. He doesn't deserve you.
DZ, I love your spin. You're like, right? That's how you, no.
That's
no,
how you, that's
you
girl
don't
code.
Want that guy.
You don't want him. You don't want him.
You
don't
want him. You got it.
But instead, you lie. See, because that's girl code. To me going, girl, you're better than him. When the reality is, he just went, nah, I think she's not my type and I don't like
I don't
her
like
energy.
Her.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But she's still the jerk because she did. She lied. Why you gotta lie to your girl? If that's your girl, why are you lying to your girl?
She's just trying to keep her confidence up mm-hmm. right now because mm-hmm. she went through a breakup.
And I get but how do you think her confidence felt after she ran into him in person? It was like, oh, and then, you know, completely, and I bet you her confidence was busted even more after she talked to him mm-hmm. versus from hearing it from her girlfriend.
Well, she got double broke down.
That's what makes her
exactly
the jerk.
Exactly, big old jerk, there baby. That ain't girl code. You broke that friendship trust a little bit.
It was the way she handled it that made her the jerk.
I see it.
That was what it is. She did it wrong.
Forget trying to be nice. Forget trying to protect your girl.
The
forget
Midwest
all that.
Nice screwed you.
It screwed you. Yeah. It blew up in her face
people
on it. You're right.
People pleasing does not work out when you are trying. People pleasing can ruin a lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it absolutely. Can.
You're instead of actually just being honest and confronting the situation, you're so worried about somebody's feelings and now you break trust.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
You hurt the feelings that you were trying to protect double.
It breaks the trust.
Tenfold, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Because of your people pleasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not even friends. They're not even friends, but he told her the truth and went, no, I don't got a girl. I just don't like you.
Yeah. Because he's a dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, at least he was honest because you know you got guys out here that will fake it till they make it. And
that's
just,
true,
you know
too.
What I mean?
That's true, that, too. That'll just go along.
And enjoy it. All right. So Amy says jerk.
Big old jerk.
All right. We're glad you got back in, Amy. We love you.
I am, too. I love you guys, too. I miss you. I'm going to keep calling, all man. Right. I'm telling you.
All right. Hope you get in. Bye.
Bye.
So wait, Cerise said jerk, right?
Cerise said jerk.
She did. Okay.
Cerise said jerk.
And
yeah.
Then Amy just said jerk. Well, then let's go to Eder in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Eder.
Eder.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Oh, it's Eder.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Eder.
¿Qué hubo, parce?
Bien, papi, bien. He said, what's good, homie?
Oh, nice. I'm here, too. You know, you can talk to me, too.
Parceros, parceros.
¿Cómo estás?
Hey, huepa.
Thank you. Gracias, señor. Now, what do you think, jerk or not the jerk,
you
for lying to your friend about setting her up?
No, she is the jerk. Because jerk. She should have just been straightforward. Like, si eres una cara de chimba, eres una cara de chimba.
He said, if you a goof face, you a goof face, boy.
So that's what he should have said. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's got to be straightforward because if she doesn't tell her, then he might tell her, hey, I don't like you because you're not my type, so it's going to hurt even more.
So, okay, you know, so you're saying she should have told her mm-hmm. friend exactly what
yeah.
he said?
Mm-hmm.
You're out of your
yeah,
mind.
Exactly. Like, now, why are you going to sugarcoat? It's like when a man trying to get hooked up with a girl and the girl doesn't like, I told my friend, hey, straightforward, hey,
you're
she doesn't like you,
she
does, you're
she
not
thinks,
her type.
Yeah, you're not her type.
You're a dude.
Yeah.
That'll get what, come on.
But you clean cut. You clean cut, though, and that's a clean break. And then you go, listen, she's not into you, buddy. Keep moving. And then a dude will go, okay, I'll keep moving. Rather than going, girl, he's got another girl. Because then now she's going, well, maybe I could wait that girl out. Who knows? I think he's
right.
Cute.
The Midwest Nice gave her hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It gave her could've. Hope, and now it could have ruined a friendship at this point.
Okay,
yeah,
all
true.
Right.
That's true.
Works it out, man. Jerk sweet.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Dirk, thanks sweet. For calling, Eder.
All right, bye.
Love, man, peace. He brought the escoba. Right.
So it's he brought the what?
The broom.
Oh, dude, so that's a clean sweep today. Jerk all around. Not even a question. Don't lie to your friends about setting them up, I think, is the moral of the story,
100%.
Right?
100%. Yes,
100%. Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.